Good morning to you and a very pleasant good morning on this Wednesday morning. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance. And my name is Pastor Douglas Pishka, and my wife Fiona is not with us this morning, but I am here in the church doing this wonderful program. And I want to thank you for tuning in to the Deed of Inheritance. This program is brought to you and sponsored by Victory Christian Fellowship in Palmyra, Pennsylvania. And we want to say hi to our church family and friends who are listening to this program. And we want to give you an update on what is happening here at Victory Christian Fellowship. That's really where the church that I pastor. And we have a very special guest that is going to be with us tonight. If there's any way that you can you can attend our service tonight at 7 p.m., we're going to have the Reverend Jack Coe Jr. Now, what's so special about Jack Coe Jr.? Well, his father was an evangelist during the great healing revival of the 30s and 40s, even on through the 50s. And this is his son that's going to be with us here tonight at 7 p.m. And if you can come and hear the word of God, make plans to attend, because this meeting can be an opportunity for you to receive a fresh touch from the Lord. You know, there are times when God just wants to refresh his people and touch them and to anoint them with fresh oil. And then also this Sunday evening, our church men's group called the Barnabas Group will be meeting at the church at 5 p.m. And we have great food and good fellowship. And we just study the Word of God for a couple of hours. And I want to encourage you, if you're a man, doesn't matter what church you're from, but you could come and check that out. And if you need any more information about the things that are happening at Victory Christian Fellowship, you can log on to our website at www.vcfpa.org. That's vcfpa.org. Or you could call us on the telephone, 717-838-2033. And as always, you know, we would love to hear from our listeners. And we would like to know if this program is a blessing to you. And we would like your comments or even your questions. You can call the church. Maybe you have a question about something in the Bible or something you've read, and perhaps we could be a help to you. Also, every Wednesday, if you need prayer, either for healing or for anything in your life, my wife, Fiona, and I are available to pray for your personal needs. You can call and come to the church at 6 p.m. and call and let us know, and we would be glad to pray for you. And you're going to enjoy the Word of God today. I'm going to be bringing forth a message here in just a moment, but I wanted to pray with you, and I just wanted to thank you once again for listening. This is the Deed of Inheritance. Now, what you can expect to receive from this program is you can expect to be able to inherit God's promises. In other words, you'll find out what God has given you, what he has provided for you, and what is already yours. And then you can also experience his benefits. Did you know that every promise of God has a benefit from heaven? And God has given us these benefits to bless us, because he wants us to have victory in this life. And you can come visit us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. And then we have our Wednesday night service, which is called Wednesday Night Refreshing, from 7 to 8 p.m. every Wednesday. And then this Wednesday, of course, we'll be having Jack Coe Jr. So I want to encourage you to come out. We're at 695 East Ridge Road, Palmyra, Pennsylvania. Now let's, before we get into the word today, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that you would open up the windows of heaven today, and that you would pour out a blessing on us so great that your rooms cannot contain it. Father, I pray over every listener today. I pray, Lord, that this word would be deposited into their heart. They would receive a divine impartation from your wonderful, loving hand. And Father, that you would bless them, cause them to increase, open the eyes of their understanding, and deposit your word richly in them, Father, so that they can experience your fullness in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, you may or may not have heard about what's happening in the body of Christ in different locations. Currently, as I speak to you, there has been an outpouring that has been taking place in Lakeland, Florida. And I don't know what it is about Florida, but God simply wants to move in Florida. But, you know, he needs a starting point. He just needs a place where people come and are hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. Anyway, my wife and I recently had the privilege of being able to go down to Florida to see firsthand what the Lord is doing. And, you know, anytime that there's a move of God that breaks out, you might have good things that you've heard about it, bad things that you've heard about it. But really, unless you go there for yourself, you kind of just need to make up your mind. And, you know, the move of God can come in many different shapes, sizes, and forms. And this outpouring that has broken out in Florida, they are in their 48th or 49th consecutive day of meeting twice a day in the morning and in the evening. And they're meeting in the Civic Center there in Lakeland, Florida, which can hold about 7,500 people. And what we saw when we were there is we saw many miracles. We saw the hand of God moving. We saw people who spent a good amount of time in worship and just praising the Lord and just allowing God to be God. And we saw many healings take place. And we were even touched ourselves in our body as we were in the atmosphere and the anointing. And, you know, we consider ourselves a place where God is moving. And we believe that God is, we're going to continue to spread the fire. And we believe that the anointing of God or the power of God is transferable. And so, you know, every one of our services, we're laying hands on people, all who want it. You know, we ask people if they want prayer and we'll pray for them. We'll touch them because that's what the Bible says for us to do. So today I wanted to talk to you about awakenings and reforms that have occurred in the Bible. And I wanted to point out some things that have occurred in each of these moves. Obviously, the time that we have doesn't allow us to go in great depth about these moves, but I do want to touch on some things. So if you have your Bibles and you're listening, you can turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. And there was a great move of God that occurred at Mizpah under the ministry of Samuel. And we're going to touch on a few of these things. And the Bible says that the men of Kiriath Jearim came and took the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab on the hill and consecrated Eleazar his son to have charge of the ark of the Lord. See, now the ark of the Lord represents at that particular time the presence of God. That's where God's presence would come and habit and inhabit. Wherever the ark was the presence of God. And verse 2, and the ark remained at Kiriath Jearim a very long time. All through Samuel's judgeship and Saul's reign and well into David's kingship when it was brought to Jerusalem. For it was 20 years before all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. See, there's a point that I want to bring across. Is if we're hungry for a move of God, if we really want God to move, you know, I hear a lot of people talk about how they want revival or they want reform or they want an awakening or they want a move of God. However you want to label it, it's all the same. But here, the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. And then in verse 3, Samuel spoke to them and said, if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts. See, there has to be a lamenting. There has to be a crying out. There has to be your voice rising up. You know, what did God hear when he came to deliver Israel from Egypt? He told Moses, he said, their cry has come up to me. So he heard their cry. And then there's a returning to the Lord. You know, the devil will lull the church away from the truth by things that occur in the world. You know, cares of this world, lust of other things, they can enter in and they can choke the word of God and make it unproductive or unfruitful. And there has to be a returning to the Lord with all our hearts. See, if we're going to experience a true biblical awakening and reform that comes from the Lord, we're going to have to cry out after God, and we're going to have to return to the Lord with all our hearts. You're going to have to be willing to put yourself on the altar before God, and you're going to have to allow him to burn up the wood, hay, and stubble, which represents the works of our own hands or the works of flesh. And we're going to have to come back and do it God's way. You know, if you really want to experience an awakening and a reform, it's going to have to be God's way and not your way. And then Samuel told them to put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you and direct your hearts to the Lord to serve him only. So then after there's a crying out or a lamenting and then a returning to the Lord, then we have to put away some things. You know, there are things in this world that we get involved in that have no eternal value. There are just things that occur in the natural that don't have any eternal value, and we need to put away some things. You know, we need to put away the things that cause us to fall. We need to set aside the weights that does so easily make us stumble, and we need to run the race that God put before us with patience. And so we need to put away the foreign gods. We need to put away the thoughts of doubt, unbelief, and the things that are contrary to God's word. And then Samuel told them that he will deliver them out of the hand of the Philistines. You know, the Philistines just represent the enemy. They represent the ones who are contrary to God's purposes and plans, and there's a deliverance that needs to occur. You know, some people need to be delivered from bondage. They need to be delivered from spirits that are evil, that are influencing or pressing their life. You know, there is the kingdom of darkness. And the Bible says we don't fight against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. And there are things that are contrary to what God wants to do in this earth. So then there's going to be a deliverance. And so Israel responded by putting away the foreign gods. They put away the idols. They put away the things that distracted them from worshiping God in the true sense. And then Samuel told them that he would pray. You're not going to have an awakening or a reform or a revival without prayer. There has to be prayer. People have to come together and pray. You have to. That's how we fight in our spiritual war. We do it through prayer. You know, we can launch air assaults on the kingdom of darkness through prayer. And then Samuel said for them to gather at Mizpah, and he drew out some water and poured it before the Lord, and he fasted on that day. See, if you want to have an awakening or a reform, there's going to have to be some fasting. There's going to have to be some doing without things that your natural body wants. You're going to have to put your wants aside, and you're going to have to make sure that you want what God wants, because sometimes that's different. And then as Samuel prayed, he said, "We have sinned against the Lord." You know, he didn't put the blame on the people. But see, a true intercessor will equate himself with the people that he's praying for. And Samuel called it for what it is. He didn't sugarcoat it. He didn't mince words, but he said, "We have sinned against the Lord." You know, sin is sin. What will sin do? It will separate you from the life and the presence of God. And so as Samuel cried out to the Lord, and the Lord answered him. Did you know that when a true awakening or reform occurs, that the Lord is going to answer his people? He's going to answer their cry. He's going to give you a revelation. He's going to give you a word. He's going to give you something of substance to hold on to. And then Samuel offered a burnt offering. And when he did, the Lord thundered with a great voice against the Philistines, and he threw them into confusion, and they were defeated before Israel. So Israel didn't even have to fight the Philistines because they were defeated by the power of God. And see, when there's a true awakening, there's a true reform, you're going to hear things from heaven. Heaven's voice is going to be loud and clear above every other voice. And, you know, friend, you can get in the midst of revival. Usually a revival or an awakening occurs in a place. And I'll tell you what, Victory Christian Fellowship is a place that revival is occurring. Things are happening. God is moving. He's preparing his people for a great harvest. You know, Jesus said to his disciples, he said, you know, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send laborers into the harvest field. You know, we have a harvest field that is ready and ripe, but we need laborers to gather in the harvest. We need people to pray. We need people to serve. We need people to witness. We need people to help other people grow up in the Lord. You know, there's so many things that need to be done, and oftentimes churches fail in getting the harvest because they don't have the laborers necessary to do the job. Would you be a laborer in God's kingdom? Would you be where he plants you? Would you do what he tells you? Would you be who he tells you to be? Would you go where he tells you to go? Or are you too involved in this natural world if you're too involved in the natural world, you'll miss out on the things that God has for you. So let's look at another example of an awakening or a reform that occurred in the Bible. You know, in the days of Elijah, he took on the prophets of Baal. There were 450 prophets of Baal who sat at the queen's table. The queen at the time was Jezebel. The king was Ahab. And the Bible talks about Ahab as being a very wicked king, more wicked than those kings who were before him up to that point. And God sent a man by the name of Elijah, and came on the scene, and he performed miracles. He basically shut up the heaven from rain, except at his word. And he told, you know, he confronted evil. See, if you want to have a true awakening and true reform, you got to confront evil. You can't make a pact with evil, but you got to confront it. You got to face it. You know, you got to fight against it, not naturally, but with spiritual weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God in the pulling down of strongholds. And Elijah came before the king, and the king said, you know, who are you that troubles Israel? And Elijah said, you know, you're the one who troubled Israel by forsaking the commandments of the Lord and by following the Baals. And so he told Ahab to gather the people on Mount Carmel. And he proposed this question. He said, how long are you going to halt between two opinions? He said, if the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people did not answer him a word. His words were pretty sharp. They were pretty forceful. But, you know, that's how we've got to be when we confront evil. You can't mince words. You got to speak the truth in love. The truth is powerful. And so Elijah basically told them, he said, the God who answers by fire, let him be God. And so he allowed the prophets of Baal to do their thing, and they did it all day with no results. How many know that you're not going to get results from worshiping in an idol? So then it was Elijah's turn, and he stepped up to the plate, and he doused the altar three times with water. It was soaking wet. And he prayed. He told everybody to come near. See, a true awakening and a true reform, you're not going to be ashamed of God. You're not going to be ashamed of the things of God or the things that God does. You know, oftentimes, many churches are ashamed when God moves because they don't think that he can move that way because they're so closed and narrow-minded. But Elijah told everybody to come near, and he prayed. And he wanted the people to know that he was God in Israel and that he was God's servant and that he did everything according to the word of the Lord. And he said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord, that you are God and have turned their hearts back to you. See, there's that returning. Every awakening and every reform is going to have a remnant of people returning to the Lord. If it wasn't so easy to move away from what God wants, then we wouldn't have to return back to him. But unfortunately, we do, because we have to repent. We have to return and go back to where we came from. And, so Elijah called down and he prayed to God. And then the Bible says in verse 38 of 1 Kings 18, it says, "Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and also licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it," notice, all the people saw this mighty miracle, this move of God. They saw heaven manifesting itself. And they fell on their faces and they said, "The Lord, he is God." See, it caused them to repent. See, when God shows forth his power, it's going to produce repentance and it's going to produce a change. And Elijah seized the prophets of Baal and he killed them. He said, "Let no one escape." He slew them. See, there has to be a killing of old things, of things that are not of God. You have to let them die. You're not going to find the dead among the living, nor will you find the living among the dead. And so the prophets of Baal had to die because they were false prophets. And, then Elijah said that there was an abundance of rain coming. And I'm going to look at one other example in Acts chapter 8. This is when persecution came into the church. And as the persecution came, the church was spread out. They were dispersed. And as they were dispersed, as they went, the Bible says they went and preached the gospel and the word wherever they went. And there was a person by the name of Philip who went down to the city of Samaria. And he proclaimed the Christ to them, and great crowds of people with one accord listened to and heeded what was said by Philip. And as they heard him, they watched the miracles and wonders which he kept performing. Did you know that God is still a miracle working God today? He'll do miracles, he'll perform wonders, he'll cause your mind to wonder. This was in Philip's day when he went down to Samaria, and foul spirits came out of many who were possessed. So devils were cast out, screaming and shouting with a loud voice. And many who were suffering from palsy were crippled were restored to health. So there was healings that were taking place. And there was great joy or rejoicing in that city. And even though Philip was doing all these great things in Samaria by the power of God, there was also opposition. Because Simon the sorcerer looked at him and he wanted that ability too. But, and he was a magician. He practiced magical arts and he joined, the people who were following Philip, but he went down to the city. He preached, he performed miracles. There were healings and devils were cast out and there was great joy. These are signs of an awakening and a reform that occurred in the days of the Bible. And you know what? God still wants to do the same things today. And, he can, and he is doing it, but he's doing it for people who are hungry, who don't want necessarily church as usual. You know, we don't want to just have another service, but we want to come and experience the presence of God. You want to see the power of God. You know, you want to give God praise. You want to give him time to move. You want to enter into his presence through praise and worship. And these are things that are occurring in Florida, but they're also occurring in Palmyra. They're occurring in Dolphin. They're occurring in other places as this move is breaking out. You know, God is getting his church ready for the end times. And he is looking out for the harvest. And he wants his harvest gathered in. And it's going to require power. It's going to require the power and the demonstration of the Holy Spirit. And I want to encourage you that if you can come to Victory Christian Fellowship tonight, Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or this Sunday morning at 10 a.m., or at the men's meeting at 5 p.m. on Sunday evening, I guarantee that you won't leave disappointed, but God will do some great things for you. You just got to give God an opportunity to move. And that means that you need to allow God to invade your daily routine. You know, the stories that we read, they're true. They actually occurred. God did these things. And I have many more, stories to share about the things that God did about, he wants his church to wake up. He wants his church to be a spotless bride without spot or wrinkle, or a glorious bride. He's coming back for a glorious church. And he wants to touch the young people. He wants to touch the old people. And, I have here my son who's 5 years old. And Gabriel, what's God doing in your life?
He's creating stuff in my life.
And are you experiencing the power of God as hands are being laid on you and praying?
I don't know.
Well, do you love the Lord, Gabriel?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, see, my son is 5 years old, and I just wanted him to share that. Thank you, Gabriel, for sharing that. But see, God is touching the old and the young, and he's doing a mighty work. And, we just want to be in the middle of what God is doing, and we want to allow God to be God. We don't want to try to put him in a box, We want to have a balance between the Word and the Spirit, because that's important. If you get into excess on either side, then you'll end up in a ditch. But I want to encourage you, if you have any questions about anything in the Bible or about these messages that you're listening to on the deed of inheritance, I want to encourage you to come. And I just want to pray right now. Father, I just pray that the fire of God and the glory of God would move out from these airwaves through 720 AM, The Rock, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of those who are listening to this message, who are tuned into this station, Lord. And I pray that you would awake them and transform them with the power of God. And if you need to know Jesus, just say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be Lord over my life. I repent of my sins. I believe you're God's son. I believe you died on the cross. And I believe that you want me saved. So I'm yours. And use my life in Jesus' name. And just say that prayer and be sincere about it. And the Lord will come in and do a mighty work in your life, because he loves you. And we want to hear from you here at Victory Christian Fellowship. Send us an email through our website, www.vcfpa.org, or call us at 717-838-2033. And come and hear Jack Coe this Wednesday night here at 7 p.m. And, if you're listening to this message and this message helps you and it benefits you, you can send an offering. Just make your checks payable to VCF and mark it on there for the deed of inheritance. And, it'll help this broadcast. But the Lord is really the provider. He takes care of all of our needs, and we just trust him. And we're moving on to big things, but we really want to hear from you. We want to hear if you're listening to this broadcast and it's helped you and you have any prayer requests, call the church or email us on our website, and you can find out all the things that are taking place here at Victory Christian Fellowship. And usually there's a lot of things that are going on, and we just encourage you to hook up and to be connected. Come and visit our service and let us know that you've heard this program on the radio. And we just look forward to meeting you. And we hope that you have a wonderful day. God bless you.